Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home at 60s on 6. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
In association with Free Airwaves, Happy Ears, and Just Play It, the 60s on 6 presents Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Come on, baby. You and me. Long black hair. Let's have a party.
It's a Relics and Rarities party with Dave of the Rave coming to you from the No Static 60s Attic. Sam!
A high five.
Oh, it's going to be a high five party indeed. Woo!
Progressive jazz. What a guess. Baby. You drive me out of my mood. Mine. Oh, baby. Oh. It's too much. My goodness.
Eric just drives me crazy. They're from 1961. That's Charlie Grace, the guy who had that big hit record in 1957 called Butterfly. It's called Oh Wow.
Bye.
Billy Ray was always going psycho over those great lost 45s there from 1965. Those were the Sonics on the Etiquette record label out of Tacoma, Washington.
Dave the Ray, relics and rarities. Ho, 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 ho.
Thinking. That's Johnny Burnett there from the summer of 1961. The other side of that record actually went to number 109 on the charts. A song called I've Got a Lot of Things to Do. But that should have been the A side of the record. Johnny Burnett there from summer of 61. It's a song called Girls. Here's a girl I can't catch. She's too quick. She's a bad motorcycle.
Well, I've got a baby. She's a bad motorcycle.
That's why Dave the Ray can't catch her. She's a bad motorcycle. The Crestones there from 1964. That came on the charts for 1 week and 1 week only. Number 135. It's a big hit record. May 23rd, 64, number 135. The Crestones on the Marquee record label.
Psychedelic 60s.
Gotta stay cool, calm, and collected at all times.
She's so cool that you burn.
she'll get to you. She'll tear you apart. So watch out, I'm telling you. And please beware of what you do. She'll let you down and leave you flat. Do not know where you're at. She's the exception to the rule. Tear you apart. Then one day she met a match, a better man, you see. She sat her butt, the wiser now. Yes, she belongs to me. I was so cool that she burned her hand. She came to me.
It's a great record there. A group called the Druids, D-R-U-I-D-S there. The Druids, cool, calm, and collected. She's like the all-American girl. Early 64. There's a flip side of Abigail Beecher. Mr. Boom Boom Cannon. Chart record for Freddie Cannon on the Warner Brother record label after switching over from the Swan record label. Everybody reach into your closet. Pull out your Abigail Beecher 45 and flip the record over. It's a killer. It's called All American Girl.
Dave the Rain.
Ooh, yeah.
It's an early record by Tom Bell, the great producer out of Philadelphia. It's a group called the Four Larks from 1967 on the Tower record label. It's called Another Chance.
No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. You're tuned to Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities show.
Here's a record you'll find on the flip side of the Four Seasons' big hit song, Opus 17.
Tell me who's happy and who's sad. Then go line them up to march in the parade. Who needs the truth? Feed them lies. They're all hungry for alibis.
Oh, they're all the same. Bow ribbon, banker's son.
Beat the drum.
Bringing you all those great 45s, including those great B-sides like that one. On the flip side of Opus 17, Beggar's Parade, the Four Seasons.
1968.
Notice it said 1968, because the grassroots version didn't come out till 69.
Yeah.
original version of that song, Lovin' Things, a hit by the Marmalade in England. That was also in 1968. Of course, the Grassroots had a hit here in America in 69. But in early 1968, before the Grassroots and before the Marmalade, believe it or not, it's the Golden Boy, Bobby Rydell, and the early version of Lovin' Things. Says that's a Motown monster record there. That's Francis Nero, a tune called Keep On Loving Me. You're listening to the Greatest 45 with Dave the Rave on Relics and Rarities. This one qualifies as a great 45 because it was number one in the UK for a long time by an icon, Cliff Richard. From the movie The Young Ones, it's a title tune.
The Young Ones. Darling, we're the young ones, and the young ones shouldn't be afraid to live low while the flame is strong, 'cause we may not be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? Tomorrow sometimes never comes. So love me. There's a song to be sung, and the best time is to sing it while we're young. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Together, and a young heart shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, then we'll teach the young ones our bond. Thank you.
lifetime comes a love like this. Together and the young hearts shouldn't be afraid, and some day while the years have flown, darling, then we teach the young ones of our own.
Title tune for the movie, the Elvis Presley of England. Cliff Richard on the Big Top record label from 1962 is called The Young Ones. Whoa, whoa. Danny Ray is taking you back to 1964. It's our Relics and Rarities show. Looking for her number right now. I love that record. I want to call her. It's Pat Embers on the Ascot record label from the fall of 1964. Manfred Mann must have just walked out of the studio because Doo Wah Diddy Diddy was on the Ascot label number 2157. And 2158 on that same label is that record, Pat Embers. And that boy sure got her number. Now, if I had her number, it would be in my little red book. Speaking of Manfred Mann.
I just got out my little red book the minute that you said goodbye. I thumbed right through my little red book. I wasn't gonna sit and cry. And I went from A to Z. I took out ever could replace your love. And each girl in my little red book knows you're the one I'm thinking of. Won't you please come back to me? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can you be? I need you so much. All I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I start to cry.
Thank you. you please come back to me? Without your precious love, I can't go on. Where can you be? I need you so much. All I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I'm about to cry. There is just no getting over you. No, no. All I do is to talk about you. Hear your name and I'm about to cry. Well, there is just no getting over you. No, no. All I do is to talk.
Man for Man from the movie What's New Pussycat. Burt Bacharach produced the tune. In fact, he was so sure exactly how he wanted that to sound that Man for Man, who did the keyboards for the group, walked out on the session. He wouldn't play piano the way Burt Bacharach wanted it done. And actually, on that record you just heard, Burt Bacharach is playing the piano. Man for Man, My Little Red Book, of course, in America, that was covered by Love and became a big hit for them.
Songs that you grew up with way back in yesteryear, then you are in the right place. David's got the music that you thought you'd never hear again. Take a tip from me and you will agree, Dave's got a groovy kind of show.
Groovy kind of
Relics
show.
And Rarity Show.
Playing all those great lost 45s. Here's one from 1962. Mr. Richie Adams used to be the lead singer of a group called the Fireflies.
Love the way you walk your walk. I love the way you talk that talk. Everything you do is fine. I wish that you were mine. Wanna hold you close to me.
Richie Adams' big hit came in 1959 with the Fireflies, a song called You Were Mine. I mean, some of the greatest records he did was after the Fireflies, like that one from 1962 on the Imperial record label. It's called I Got Eyes.
I got along without you, didn't even think about you, till something snapped inside one day.
rate that record? You like that record? Because in 1965 on American Bandstand, they rated that record number one. That was the Rate a Record winner, Dan Rogers and his group on the Era record label, tune called I'd Be Lost Without You, that great Dion sound. You remember that from American Bandstand? Hey, this guy's celebrating his birthday on May 9th.
I got a 16-footer and it's more than just a floater.
Became a big hit, but WNOK in Columbia, South Carolina, they love that record. Happy birthday to Tommy Rowe. Believe it or not, that's Tommy Rowe. Wild Water Weekend.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash.
Part of his career. You'd see him all the time on the TV show Shindig. That's Delaney Bramlett. Of course, many people know him as Delaney from Delaney and Bonnie. Delaney Bramlett there on the GNP Crescendo record label. It's a song called Better Man Than Me. Every week here in the Relics of Rarities Vault, the No Static Attic, where we've got thousands and thousands of old dusty, scratchy 45s laying around. Every week we go through all the 45s. We try and find one record, dust and clean that one record off, highlight the record, and call it Day of the Raves Discovery of the Week.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Raves Discovery of the Week.
I'm warning you right now, if you got a high blood pressure, this record could hurt you. It's a killer record. Discover the Week. Get your pencils out. Write that one down. It's by a group called The Fanatics. 1965, group called The Fanatics and a song called Be Mine on the Gina record label. That's actually Neil Ford and The Fanatics. I think that was like the last record under The Fanatics, and they became Neil Ford and The Fanatics. But I love that record. That's my Discovery of the Week.
Hey, make sure you buckle up. Here comes another lost treasure from the Relics and Rarities vaults.
Time you kiss my lips, you start a fire. And every time you touch my fingertips, I burn with desire. But let me tell you now, I'm gone away, but you can be sure I'll be back someday. 'Cause I couldn't resist your tender kiss and the touch of your hand. Touch of your hand. tender kiss and the touch of your hand. Oh, no, no, the touch of your hand. Oh, no, no.
If they only made that the A side of the record, it would have been a hit. I'm sure of that. 1965 on the Mercury record label, The Touch of Your Hand, group called The Profile. Day of the Ravens saw Relics and Rarities get together from the No Static Attic.
It's too late to turn back now. Day of the Ravens on your radio. Oh, this song's baby. Honest Relics and Rarities show.
Quite a bit like Get a Job. That's Five Blacks. And that won't mean that in any kind of a derogatory way. That's actually the name of the group, Five Blacks, from 1961 on the BNC record label. Herman Willis's group in a song called Come On. Here's a Forgotten 45 by The Left Bank, the group that did Walk Away Renee.
Thank you.
Left Bank there from 1967. That peaked at number 120 on the charts there. She May Call You Up Tonight. Dave the Rave, it's our Relics of Rarity show coming to you from the No Static Attic, where all these great lost 45s are all accumulated, and we bring them to you week after week on Relics and Rarities. This is a song written by Jerry Goffin and Carol King. It's Miss Edie Gourmet.
Everybody go. Everybody go home and leave me alone with my tears. I made this party so you all could meet my baby, but he just called to say he won't be here. Everybody
hope you had a good time anyway. Edie Gourmet there from 1963. That peaked to number 80 in the top 100. Jerry Goffin, Carole King song, Edie Gourmet and Everybody Go Home. If there's something you'd like to hear, if you need to contact me, it's DaveRaveXMRadio@AOL.com. Until next time, keep looking for relics and rarities.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities is signing off now. Mom has to use the antenna for a clothesline. There's always more rare air coming from 60s on 6.